Let's all say amen.
Amen.
And if you're like me, you're thankful to be back on this afternoon to study another portion of God's word. Amen?
Amen.
I want to say I know we do have a program on this afternoon, so I want to be mindful and respectful of that. I want to share some things from the word of God, and then the message will be yours and those that are able to come and support our young people that have graduated. We want to be able to be respectful of that. Amen?
Amen.
So I'll do my part in being timely that we can. I heard somebody say, mm. Yeah, what does that mean, but we're going to do that, and we're going to bless us. But what I want to do this evening, go back to Luke, those that were here this morning, Luke 10:39, and I just want to do is show you have the interpretation, and I just want to show the application of how we do what we said was the one thing that we said this morning that Jesus said was needful, and the one thing that was needful this morning. But let me say that if you're here this afternoon and you're not a member of the Church of Christ, we want you to do as we have one on this morning that visited with us. Taught him. He understood the gospel that Jesus Christ died for his sins. He was buried. He rose again the third day. He believed that message. He understood that not only do I hear the gospel, believe it, but he understood that he had to repent of his sin. He made the confession that Jesus Christ was the Son of God, and we water baptized him for the remission of his sins. The Lord added him to the church, and so we want to extend an invitation for those that are here on this afternoon to do the same thing. If you're here and you're not a member of the Lord's body, we want you to have that. But again, we want to look again on this morning we talked about from Luke 10:39, brothers, when Jesus talked about the one thing. What was the one thing that Mary did in verse number 39? What does the Bible say?
And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word.
And then Jesus said in verse number 41 to Martha, he said what?
Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things.
He said, but one thing is needful.
And Mary had chosen that good part,
yeah,
which shall not be taken away from her.
So the good part that Mary had chosen, we talked about this morning, Mary sat at the foot of Jesus to hear his word. Now, we can't sit at the feet of Jesus in a literal sense, but however, we can make application to what she did in Luke 10:39. And so for that, meet me in 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2. And we heard the text in our hearing. How do I make the application to what was said in Luke 10:39, where she sat at the feet of Jesus, and how she understood that one thing was needful, one thing she must do, one thing we talked about that was important, that her importance was that she sat and heard Jesus. But what about us today? How do we do that? We do that by studying to show thyself approved unto God. And so in verse number 15 of 2 Timothy chapter 2, what does the Bible say, Brother Oles?
Study to show thyself approved unto God.
Uh-huh.
A workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
So the writer said, Paul in his second letter to Timothy, he said to study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But now notice what he said in verse number 7 of 2 Timothy 2. Notice he said, consider
what I say,
and
the Lord give thee understanding in all things.
So Paul, before he told them to study to show thyself approved, he said to them, I want you to consider what I say. And notice he says, the Lord will give thee understanding in all things. So I want to speak briefly show us how those of us that are Christians, how do we study to show ourselves approved? How does the Lord give us understanding as a Christian in those things? For that, go to Colossians chapter 1 and verse number 9. Colossians chapter 1, show us what the Lord shares with us, how we get that understanding that God says, and then I'll show us what Jesus said, the application of how we do it, and the message will be yours. Give us one example from the Bible that expands on what Jesus said, and the message would be yours. In Colossians 1 and 9, now we're talking about how do I study today to show myself approved unto God? How do I do that? Well, I think when Paul wrote to the Colossians in chapter 1 and verses number 9, he said what?
For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you.
Yeah.
And to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will.
The knowledge that you might, notice he said, now, we don't cease to pray for you. We talked about prayer this morning. He said, and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will and what?
All wisdom
and
spiritual understanding.
That's it. So he said here, how does the Christian get a spiritual understanding? What is the purpose or reason of getting a spiritual understanding? Well, just stay with the text. Verse number 10 says what? That
ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing.
Being fruitful.
In every good work.
Yeah.
And increasing in the knowledge of God.
So notice now, the purpose or reason for gaining the knowledge of his will and to get a spiritual understanding, we talked about this morning, oftentimes when I see the word that, behind that tells you how to do what God said do. And Paul said the reason for getting this knowledge, the reason for getting this spiritual understanding is that we can walk worthy of the Lord and that we can be pleasing to the Lord. Not only that, as a Christian, we can be fruitful in every good work and we can increase in the knowledge of God. In verse 11, he says what?
Strengthened with all might,
yeah,
according to his glorious power,
yeah,
unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness.
So he says, now God will strengthen your purpose. God, he said, you'll be strengthened with all might according to, notice now, God's glorious power unto all. Now God is going to be patient with us. God is going to be long-suffering with us, and it's going to be for our joyfulness. Then he said, giving thanks
unto the Father.
Read.
Which had made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light.
So he said, now, what we need to be mindful of, we said that this morning, is that we need to really and be mindful of giving thanks to God who has made us fit. The word meet means fit to be partakers of the inheritance with all the saints in light. And notice what God did for us. All of us, when I go back and remember what God did for me, he did what?
Who had delivered us from the power of darkness.
Yeah.
And had translated us into the kingdom of his dear son.
So he told us, that Paul reminded them, that God delivered us from the power, we was under Satan power, and what God did is translated us into the kingdom of his dear son, in whom we have redemption.
Through his blood.
Even.
The forgiveness of sins.
So Paul let them know all of that, my gaining of knowledge, my spiritual understanding, is that I can walk worthy. It's to help me walk better as a Christian. That I'm fruitful in the works that I do for the Lord. I've been strengthened in my purpose for the Lord. I learned to give God thanks that I'm a part of the inheritance with all the saints, realizing that God delivered me from the powers of darkness and has translated me into his dear son. And so we see that's how the process of how I become what God would have me be. But then Paul says something also is on me, Ephesians chapter 3 and verse number 4, Ephesians 3. In verse number 4, we're talking about, one, I have to study, but then that studying has to be applied. And Paul said when he wrote the Ephesian church, what did he say?
Whereby, when ye read,
yeah,
ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ.
Yeah, so the Bible tells us that we have to read the Bible. I encourage the congregation this morning, we have to make things important to us. It has to become important to me that I'm going to read the Word of God every day. I'm going to give it attention. I'm going to give it energy. Also, I'm going to work on the fact that I'm trying to get an understanding of the Word of God. And again, when we talk about the word understand, it means simply that if I was to ask myself, or someone to ask me, Brother Stroud, grab that bottle of water, I would grab it with my hand. But when the word understand is written in the scriptures, it means that I grab something, but I grab it with my mind, meaning I get an understanding of those things that's in the scriptures that I can make the application to my life. So Paul said to them, not only that when you read, you might understand, and not only when you study, you know, I exert myself, I give the proper attention, the energy, and the work when I study the Word of God. And then as I move to a close, go to John chapter 5, and Jesus said this, and I'll show the application, and then the message will be yours on the message on this afternoon. I simply want to show how do we do what Mary did. She sat at the feet of Jesus. Now, what we're commanded to do is to study the Word of God. What we're commanded to do is to read the Word of God, that we get an understanding. But Jesus says something in John chapter 5 and verse number 39. John 5 and verse 39.
Search the scriptures, mm-hmm. for in them ye think ye have eternal life.
Yeah.
And they are there which testify of me.
Now, Jesus said, and I'm going to show you one application of the message of yours. Jesus said in John's letter, he said, search the scriptures. He said, for in them, the scriptures, you think you have eternal life. And they, what? The scriptures, are they the scriptures which testify of me. So when we go in and we look at the Word of God, when we search the scriptures, Jesus said, for in the scriptures you think you have eternal life, but you got to search the scriptures in order that we understand the scriptures. And so as I close, go to Matthew chapter 2. Yeah, I want us to see what it means to search. When Jesus says search the scriptures, the same text is using in Matthew chapter 2. And beginning at verse number 1, I want you to see what search means. So when all of us go and study the scriptures, I want us to search the scriptures. But I think there's an application made in Matthew chapter 2 of what it means to search. In Matthew 2 and 1, for those that may not know, now when Jesus
was born in Bethlehem of Judea,
yeah.
in the days of Herod the king,
yeah.
behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem.
So now the scene is such, Jesus was born in Bethlehem. And the Bible says it was during the time that Herod was king. And then the Bible says there were some wise men that came from the east to Jerusalem. Read.
Saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews?
Yeah.
For we have seen his star in the east,
yeah.
and are come to worship him.
So now they made the statement that there was a king of the Jews born. And now Herod saw this as a threat to his kingdom. So the Bible said when Herod the king
had heard these things,
he was what?
Troubled.
We talked about him. He got upset. He got agitated about what he heard. And all Jerusalem with him. So all Jerusalem had Herod as a king. And they were all troubled because these people, these wise men, came from these and said, now you got born the king of the Jews. And when he had gathered all the chief priests
and scribes of the people together,
yeah.
he demanded of them where Christ should be born.
So he asked the question, where is this Christ born? And they said unto him,
in Bethlehem of Judea.
Yeah.
For thus it is written by the prophet.
So he said it was written in the prophet. They went back to Micah 5, and the Bible says, and thou Bethlehem,
in the land of Judah,
yeah.
are not the least among the princes of Judah.
Yeah.
For out of thee shall come a governor,
yeah.
that shall rule my people Israel.
So they told Herod, he said, now we know from the Old Testament that the Bible talked about in Bethlehem, there was in Judea, there in the smallest place in Judea, there was going to be a governor that was going to be born, and he was going to rule the people Israel. Then Herod,
when he had privily called the wise men,
yeah.
inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared.
So now I get two more verses. The Bible says, when Herod, he had privately called the wise men, the Bible said he inquired into them diligently what time the star appeared. I need an answer. I need some information. I need to know, when was Christ born? When did the star appear? And then the verse number 8 is the verse I want to share with you this morning. And so I want to show us, how is it that when Jesus says, search the scriptures, what is Jesus saying to us in John 5:39, verse 8, I think, of Matthew 2 does that for us. The Bible said, and he sent them
to Bethlehem.
And said what?
Go and search diligently.
Now, notice what he said. Go and search diligently. Read.
For the young child.
And when?
Ye have found him.
Bring him. Bring me
word again.
That I may
come and worship him also.
And we know if you read the scriptures, he didn't want to worship Jesus. He wanted to kill Jesus because he put out a plea. Notice what he says in verse 16 before I close. I think we need to notice here because Herod was not concerned about worshiping Jesus. Go to verse number 16, brother Oz, of chapter 2. Then Herod,
when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men,
because the wise men then returned back and tell him where Jesus was, he was what?
He was exceeding wroth and sent forth and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem
and all the coasts
thereof
from 2 years
old and under,
according
to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men.
So now the Bible says Herod was not about wanting to worship Jesus. He wanted to kill Jesus. And I want us to see the fact that he didn't want to worship him. He wanted to kill him. But go back to verse number 8, because what he wanted, he told him, I want you to go search diligently and find that young child and all that I can work. No, he wanted to kill Jesus. But the point I want to say to all of us, when you search diligently, what Jesus said, three things, the message is yours. Whenever I'm searching scripture, when they went looking for Jesus, they searched carefully, they searched accurately, and they also searched exactly. Whenever we study the Word of God, make sure that I study carefully. Make sure I get, to the best of my knowledge, get an accurate understanding of what the Word of God says, and then I want to make application to what the Word of God said, because he told him, go and search diligently. The same thing that Jesus said, but our diligence is not for a young child. Our diligence should be in searching the scriptures. Search the scriptures. He said, for in them you think you have eternal life, but the scriptures are the thing that testify of him. And so as I close this afternoon, with brevity on this afternoon, I want to just encourage us, make it a point that, as I said this morning, I'm tying these together, that the studying the Word of God has to be important to you, because Jesus said that Mary has chosen the good part. The good part that Mary chose, she chose that I'm going to study the Word of God. At the feet of Jesus, our responsibility is to study the Word of God. It should be a daily thing that we do, but we want to search diligently the Word of God that we can know that heaven is our home. Why? Because we search the scriptures and we know what those scriptures say. And then, as I close, go back to 2 Timothy chapter 1. Yeah, I want to show us as I close. We started with Timothy, we'll end with Timothy. And how does one become a Christian during the time of Timothy? Notice what Timothy said in 2 Timothy 1 and verse number 10. He said, but is now made manifest
by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ,
who had abolished death
and had brought life and immortality to light through the gospel.
So right there is the text that all the texts I need to understand that Christ appeared. And not only that, Christ appeared for a purpose. We talked about this morning. He came to abolish death. He came to bring life and immortality to light through the gospel. So the gospel is that death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, that he died, he was buried, he rose again the third day. I must believe that. I repent of my sins. I make the confession that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Then I am water baptized for the forgiveness of my sins. And then the Lord will add me to the only church I can read about in the Bible, the Church of Christ. If there's someone today that would like to respond to the gospel message in any way, shape, or form, the message is yours, and we stand to hear a verse of a hymn. Thank you very much.